Thank you for joining us on The Skeptic Psychic, where we delve into ancient societies, ghosts, the paranormal, UFOs, all looking at it from the perspective of the true believer and from the skeptic perspective. Joining me, my partner, my co-host, my sibling, Kimber Rodriguez. Myself, I am Richard Gregg. And again, let's look into being the skeptic psychic.
All right. Hey, welcome once again to Skeptic Psychic, where we're delving into the paranormal, the archetypical, the cryptids, and the wonderful zoology, pooology, poolology, gootology, and loveology, whatever that case may be. With me, as always, is my sister, my wonderful, wonderful sister, Kimber Rodriguez.
Hey, how are you doing this week?
Doing fine. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing pretty good. Anything new in your world?
Nope. Nothing new in my world.
Yes.
Just getting ready for in a couple of months for the wonderful, exciting, and even most extraordinary July.
Are we going to do the whole alien thing for July this year?
Yes, we are.
Awesome. I'm excited.
I'm going to talk about the blue aliens that and the green aliens and the lizards.
The lizard aliens.
And the, yes.
Yes. Maybe we'll do a conspiracy episode.
Going to be talking to aliens all month of July. We're going to add a little sparkle, a little shine, a little diamond shot at Cash Best Friend. But not the good kind. These jewels may dazzle with their beauty, but beneath the glitter lies darkness, centuries of bloodshed, betrayal, and bones chilling misfortunes. We're counting down to the 15 most cursed items of jewelry in the history, ranked from most haunted to least. Trust us, you'll never look at the crown jewels the same way again. So get comfy, grab your favorite protective crystal just in case, and let's unravel the sparkle horror stories together. Be sure to like, subscribe, and drop a comment telling us what cursed item freaked you out the most. Or perhaps you dare to wear one.
Not me. So no. What's number one on our list? The most extreme.
The Hope Diamond. This is an infamous 45 to 552 carat blue diamond, believed to have been stolen from a statue of a Hindu goddess Sita.
I think it's Sita, yeah.
Which was housed in a temple in India. Its theft is said to have unleashed a devastating curse on those who would come possessed. Jean-Baptiste Ravenier, the French merchant who brought it to Europe, allegedly died after being torn apart by wild dogs. Though some accounts dispute this, it was then passed down to Louis XV, whose heirs included Marie Antoinette, met grisly ends during the French Revolution. American socialite Evelyn Walsh McLean purchased the Hope Diamond in the early 20th century. Following its arrival, her life was plagued by tragedy. By her young son was killed in a car accident, her husband was institutionalized, and she lost most of her wealth. Her family would later refer to the diamond as its source of endless sorrow. The jewel's reputation became so notorious that when famed jeweler Harry Winston donated it to Smithsonian, he mailed it in a plain brown box to avoid bad luck. Also noted the fact that even though it is on display in Smithsonian, they on the first day or the first week they had it there, they were ravaged by a freak earthquake. So
It is now still on display at the Smithsonian Institute of Natural History in beautiful Washington, D.C.
Yes, one of the places I plan to travel to once I get my RV and I can travel the country. That's my goal, my dream. Next, we have number two, the Koh-i-Noor Diamond. And this also is curse level extreme. Now, the story behind this diamond is it's 105.6 carat and originated from India. It also has a blood-stained legacy stretching back centuries. It has changed hands through conquest and betrayal, from the Mongols to the Persian warlords, Afghan rulers, and finally the British. It was seized by the British East India Company in 1849, following the annexation of Punjab, and given to Queen Victoria. Now, Indian folklore warns that the stone is only safe in the hands of women, and any man who wears it will find ruin. Now, after arriving in England, the Koh-i-Noor was placed in the crown jewels. Although Queen Victoria and subsequent queens have worn it without incident, the male bearers were not so lucky. Its legacy includes the downfall of kings, imprisonment, assassination, and exile. The diamond has become a symbol of colonial conquest and controversy, with multiple countries, including India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, seeking its return. Currently, it is still set in the Queen Mother's crown at the Tower of London. Ooh, another place I want to visit and talk about sometime. But I digress.
Continue. Yes, Tower of London, that's a very interesting place. A lot of ghost stories go into the Tower of London.
Yes, we shall talk about that on a future episode. In the future.
Now we've got number three, the Black Orloff, or also known as the Eye of Brahma. It's an extreme curse level. Now the story is that the Black Orloff is a 67.5 carat black diamond, the dark past said to begin in India. I noticed the fact that a lot of these stones are from India, so India may have, I mean, according to legend, the gem was stolen from the eye of a statue of the Hindu god Brahma. This sacrilegious act supposedly brought down a curse of death upon anyone who dares to possess it. The first Western owner, diamond dealer J.W. Paris, he reportedly jumped to his death from a New York skyscraper shortly after acquiring it. Later, two Russian princesses, Leonora Galistein Barovsky and Nadia Vigian Orloff, both committed suicide by leaping from buildings within a short span of each other. The diamond seemed to carry a curse of despair and self-destruction. Eventually, a jeweler attempted to lift the curse by cutting the diamond into smaller pieces. The largest of the section was set into a brooch of necklace now reported to dissipate the gem's malevolent energy. It's now a part of a necklace and occasionally displayed in museums. So right now we don't know exactly where that sucker is, but it might be in a museum. It might not. It might be in private hands.
You mentioned about a lot of these places or a lot of these stones coming from India, and there is a lot of spiritualism and mysticism around in the Indian culture, and I can understand how this could play into why so many of these come from that area. But speaking of which, we have the Delhi Purple Sapphire. Its curse level is considered high, running in at number four. It isn't actually a sapphire, but an amethyst. And this was taken from a sacred temple of Indra during the 1857 Indian Rebellion. British officer Colonel W. Ferris brought it back to England. And after this, misfortune befell his family. We're talking illness, bankruptcy, depression, and the likes tend to plague the family. His son did attempt to rid the family of the gem, but the string of bad luck persisted. Later owner Edward Heron Allen, who was a respected scientist, claimed that the stone brought such despair into his life that he locked it in 7 boxes and buried it with accompanied by a warning note. Now, this is interesting because most scientists are very skeptical, so they wouldn't believe in curses or anything. So the fact that a scientist himself warned about this, it really makes you wonder the validity of this stone. Anyway, his note did warn that future handlers needed to be aware. It declared that the stone was cursed and stained with blood. Despite the dire message, the stone was eventually donated to the Natural History Museum of London, and it remains there as a curiosity of the occult, along with its warning note. Interesting.
All right, the Florentine diamond. It's a high-level curse. This 137.27 carat diamond is of Indian origin and became one of the most prized jewels in the Medici family. Over time, it is passed into the hands of Austrian Habsburgs, symbolizing power and dominance over Europe. However, tragedy followed. After World War I and in the dissolution of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the gem disappeared during a political upheaval, this causing the fall of the public houses as well as the powerful ones, betraying among the royal families. And the sudden disappearance of such a grand stone had led many to believe that the Florentine diamond carried with it a generational curse. Its absence from the public eye only deepens the mystery. Was it stolen, hidden, or did the legacy claim one of his final victims who couldn't resist its allure? Where is it now? Presumed lost or in a secret private collection? Who knows?
Next, we have the Necklace of Harmonia, which is supposedly a high level of curse. Now, the story goes that this was a gift from the gods in Greek mythology. It was presented by Hephaestus to Harmonia on their wedding day. However, since it was made by the gods of the, I'm sorry, since it was made by the god of Forge, who had betrayed his wife Aphrodite, Harmonia's mother, it was said to carry a curse of betrayal and doom. Harmonia and her descendants, including Semele and Jocasta, were plagued by tragedy. The necklace's curse is closely tied to the House of Thebes, where it caused misfortune for generations. Most famously, Oedipus, who was born of this legion. Now, we all know Oedipus's story about how he unknowingly unlived his father and married his mother. This, they say, was a archetype of cursed fate. Though mythological, the story of Harmonia's necklace has inspired centuries of cautionary tales about greed, beauty, and the high cost of divine gifts. Now, where is it? Well, sorry, everybody, but this is a mythological necklace. So it can't be seen.
I don't know where it is.
Well, it's mythological, so we don't know if it ever existed, for one. However, it is symbolically referenced all throughout art and literature. Now, what's number 7?
Number seven is the moon of Bardota. Its current level is high, and it is a 24.04 carat yellow diamond with a legend as rich as its color. First owned by Gayakwad Maharishi of Bardota, the diamond is supposedly cursed by anyone who took it out of India. Despite this, made its way to first Maria Theresa, Australia, and eventually to the United States.
That's Austria, not Australia.
In the 50s, this stone, huh?
That's Austria, not Australia.
Maria Theresa of Austria.
Austria.
It made its way to Empress Maria Theresa of Austria and eventually to the United States. In 1950s, the stone was famously worn by Marilyn Monroe during a promotional campaign for her film, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Shortly thereafter, her life began to unravel. A connection many of paranormal theorists attribute to the diamond's curse, though no direct evidence lies for the personal tragedies to the gem itself. Its linked doomed romance and public downfall fits right into the lore for cursed jewels. Where is it now? It might be in private hands. Where's the exact location? Unknown.
Now we move on to number eight, the Bahia Emerald, also curse level high. This is one of the largest emeralds ever discovered by the Bahia Empire. And it's less of a gem and more of a behemoth, as it weighs over 750 pounds, containing over 180,000 carats of emerald crystals. Ooh. Its story began in Brazil, but quickly turned into a legal and logistical nightmare. It was reported nearly lost in Hurricane Katrina, as it was hidden in storage facilities. At one point, it was also listed for sale on eBay. Multiple people have claimed ownership to this emerald, sparking years of courtroom drama that is yet to be resolved. There are allegations of theft, fraud, and shady dealings that span continents. Though it's not directly linked to death or despair, the chaos and conflict surrounding the emerald have earned its reputation as cursed in a modern bureaucratic sense, where ruin comes not from the ancient gods, but from paperwork and greed. Currently, it is locked up in legal limbo with the U.S. courts, as they are still debating its true ownership. Dun, dun, dun!
Now we move to the Regent Diamond. Its current source level is of medium moderate. This 140.64 carat diamond was discovered in the Golconda mines of India and originally smuggled out to enslaved workers who hid it into the self-inflicted legwood. After being stolen and resold, it made its way to the French monarchy, where it was worn by King Louis XV and later was set into Napoleon Bonaparte's sword, who was also an emperor of France as well. Napoleon's fall from grace and the French Revolution and the diamond theft from royal treasuries added to its infamous history. Though not explicitly known for its supernatural consequences, the region has followed a pattern of downfall and disaster for those in its power. This elegance may dazzle, but its legacy reflects centuries of bloodshed and broken empires, and is now displayed at the Louvre in Paris. Or Paris.
La Paris.
The Louvre in La Paris.
Next, number 10, La Peregrina Pearl. Curse level moderate. La Peregrina is Spanish for the pilgrim. And it's perfectly symmetrical, pearl-shaped. La Peregrina is Spanish for the pilgrim. Sorry about my pronunciation there. Please forgive my R's. But it is a perfectly symmetrical pear-shaped pearl. And it was discovered in the Gulf of Panama. It became one of the most famous jewels of the Spanish monarchy. Oh, words are getting hard. It was worn by queens, including Mary I of England. And the pearl is passed through generations of royalty, many of whom met tragic fates or experienced turbulent reigns. In the 20th century, actor Richard Burton purchased it as a gift for Elizabeth Taylor. Maybe that's part of why they didn't last. Makes you wonder. As it said that their passionate yet stormy relationship is part of this stone, this pearl's legend. This included two marriages and two divorces. Though not lethal, the pearl seems to attract chaos to the romantic lives of its wearers. It was sold at auction after Taylor's death and is now privately owned.
All righty, then we go into what was also a moderate curse is the Black Prince's Ruby. Despite its name, the Black Prince's Rubies is actually a red spinel. Its tale begins in the 14th century when it was owned by Abu Sa'id, a Moorish prince, who was later murdered by Pedro the Cruel, king of Castile, who took it to the stone. Later, Pedro gave it to Edward of Woodstock. Sorry, let me reread this, okay? The Black Prince's Ruby, moderate cursed. Despite its name, the Black Prince's Ruby is actually a red spindle. Its tale begins in the 14th century, where it was owned by Abu Sa'id, a Moorish prince, who was later murdered by Pedro the Cruel, king of Castile, who took it to and gave it to Edward of Woodstock, known as the Black Prince, as a reward for military support. Since then, it's been associated with violence, betrayal, and with war. The ruby was supposed to be worn by King Henry V at the Battle of Agincourt in 1415 and was purportedly protected him when he was struck in the face with an axe. Over the centuries, it was made part of the British crown jewels, carried through the generations of monarch, many of his personal or political tragedy. Though not supernaturally cursed as others, its legacy has been seeped in blood and combat. Currently, it is set in the Imperial State Crown in the Tower of London.
Now we have the Sansi Diamond, curse level mild. The Sansi Diamond is a 55.23 carat pale yellow stone with a shadowy past. It was once owned by Nicholas de Harley of Lourdes. I'm sorry. It was once owned by Nicholas de Harley, Lord of Sancy, who lent it to King Henry IV of France. A messenger sent to retrieve the stone was unalived, and the diamond was later found inside his stomach, suggesting that he swallowed it to protect from the thieves. This grisly detail only added to the gem's mystique. Throughout history, the Sansi Diamond was passed between royal and noble families in Europe, many of whom lost power, influence, or their lives in bloody wars and revolutions. While not tied to any single tragic event, its eerie reputation stems from a pattern of misfortune and disappearance before it was eventually found before it eventually found its way into public hands. And it is currently displayed also in the Louvre. in La Peri.
All right, then we go to Nadie Nadir Shaw's Diamond. Now, this is curse level is kind of a mild curse, but the story goes that Nadir Shah, the Persian emperor, captured the legendary diamond during this violent invasion of India in 1739. The gem was among the spoils of war taken from the Mughal emperor's peacock throne, a move that made Nadir one of the richest men in history, temporarily. Not long after claiming it, guess what? He was assassinated by his own troops, who had grown tired of his brutal rule. The diamond's precise identification is debated, but it's believed to be either the Dair-i-Noor or the Khor-i-Noor itself before being split up and or recut. Regardless, the stone's legacy is deeply tied to the war, murder, and betrayal of the opulence it symbolizes, and symbol becomes a curse rather than a blessing for its possessor. And where is it now? Well, it's in Tehran, part of the Iranian crown jewels.
Now we have the curse of, I'm sorry. Coming in at number 14, we have the Star of India. Even though this is a well-known and famous gem, its curse level is low. The Star of India is a 563.35 carat star sapphire. It is celebrated more for its beauty than its supernatural associations. It was donated by J.P. Morgan to the American Museum of Natural History in the 20th century. And the curse stems from its theft back in 1964. At that time, it was stolen in a high-profile heist by a gang of young thieves led by Jack Murph the Surf. Murphy. Murph the Surf, dude. Sorry. Just had to.
Right.
Totally, man. This is like awesome. We're going to go steal this diamond and maybe catch some waves afterwards.
We're going to check this out. J.P. Morgan donated it, man.
Excuse me. Sorry for getting off topic there. I just had to. Now, while the jewel was recovered shortly after, the circumstances surrounding the theft captivated the public imagination. Unlike other cursed gems, the Star of India isn't linked to death or destruction, just a bit of crime and notoriety. It's often more seen as a pop culture relic than it is actually a cursed artifact, and it currently sits in the American Museum of Natural History in New York City.
Wonderful. All right, and the last one in our top 15. Is the Andvaranat ring. Even though it's a mythological, it's been long associated with doom and destruction. According to Norse legend, it was owned by the dwarf Anavari and stolen by the trickster god Loki. Yoo-hoo! Anavari placed a terrible curse on the ring and all the gold it associated with, ensuring that anyone who possessed it would suffer such a tragic fate. The ring appears in many myths, including the saga of Fafnir, who turned into a dragon to guard its treasure, and the telling of Sigurd, who eventually slew the dragon but met its own doom later. The Anavatnat also inspired Wagner's Ring Cycle. Even elements of the Tolkien Lord of the Rings, though not real, its legends have impacted generations of storytelling about the price of greed. And it only exists in mythological and the works of fiction.
And that's our countdown to the world's most haunted blink. From royal diamonds to mythological rings, these cursed treasures prove that beauty can absolutely be deadly. Do you have a favorite from today's episode? or a theory on what really happened to the missing Florentine diamond? Let us know in the comments as
or
we
do you actually have a, or do you actually have your own cursed item that you'd like to tell us about?
Yes, let us know in the
I'm
comments.
sorry. Right.
Let us know in the comments. We'd love hearing your takes on spooky side of history. If there's any other cursed objects you'd like us to discuss in future episodes, let us know again in the comments. I personally would love to do another cursed items episode. Maybe if we get this to 100 likes, we'll look at doing another one of these. Again, don't forget to like and subscribe and follow the show so you never miss an episode of The Skeptic Psychic, where we keep it weird, keep it haunted, and always ask the questions that give you chills. Again,
And keep it humble.
Yes, we do keep it humble. We are still trying to get to 100 subscribers. We're currently sitting at 78, so we're almost there. So, you know, we ask that you, if you like what you hear, share it with your friends. And until next time, stay curious. And maybe keep your hands out of the jewelry case. Sweet dreams, everybody.
And unpleasant nightmares.
Good night, everyone.